Old South Bluegrass Band from Adelaide, South Australia, doing some picking in the living room there, and it was a tune called Pickaway. I forgot to introduce the band. Jeff Bridgeland was the banjo player, and Leonard Cohen, the resonating guitar player, Andrew Hook, the mandolin player, Phil Parker on guitar, and Dave Taylor on bass, and doing some fine picking there. I don't think Len knew that tune when he was playing with us in the band. Well, yesterday I had an absolutely great day. I've had a great weekend, actually. I can't believe that at an advanced age like me, I get to do some of the things that I do. But on Sunday afternoon, I had my Back Porch Bluegrass Club. We had a very informal jam session. We didn't have very many musicians. And we had those that were there, Baz, myself, and Anne, had to do a lot of work. But the audience really appreciated it, and we got into some songs that we wouldn't normally do, and I think they appreciated that too. And then straight after the Back Porch Bluegrass Club, I was playing with my boys out at a wedding at a place called Ruapuki, which is on the west coast of the North Island, just level with Hamilton. You head out towards Raglan, and then you get into some twisty, windy roads, and then you get into an even twistier, windier gravel road for about 10 kilometres, and you finally arrive at the destination where the wedding celebration was, and it was a young couple. Delightful young couple getting married. Lots of people there, and we played for the dance afterwards, and it's really neat fun playing for a bunch of young people who are dancing and thoroughly enjoying the music, loving Tim's double bass playing, Sam's guitar and singing, my banjo playing, Tyler on percussion and drums. He had a drum kit for this occasion, and we had a great time and got home at midnight, and that's pretty good fun for an old bloke. And the next day started quietly, as you can well imagine. I was a bit stiff and sore because it's hard work carrying a heavy old banjo at a gig. And then my son arrived round and said, let's go over to the boat. So we went over to Whangamataura on the east coast. We're coast to coast, and the east coast is about 2 hours drive away, and Tim's got an old 30-foot 1920s launch over there, and we took his daughter and her friend, they're both about 12 years old, I went out from Whangwata, the sea was calm, the sun was shining, autumn sun, it was absolutely beautiful, and anchored the boat off on a little island, and Tim went snorkeling and speared a fish, and the girls were diving off the boat and the swimming in the water, and I went fishing and didn't catch anything. Tim came back with the fish. We went back into the marina and cooked the fish and all had a piece of fish, and that was really good fun. Oh, I tell you, it's such a good day. And anyway, that all led to me thinking about fishing. And I don't know many bluegrass songs about fishing. I know the Osbournes, me and my old banjo, mentions fishing, but it's more about banjo playing. And then I found on old-time country music, Mike Seeger, an LP, one called The Fisherman's Luck, and it was one that was written by the Dixon brothers way back in the 1930s, and it's got the story of a snake and a frog and what the guy caught while he was fishing, and the snake seemed to like the drink that he took along. Here's Mike Seeger doing Fisherman's Luck, and after that we'll have Mike Seeger carrying on and doing a tune called Handsome Molly, and these are really nice old-time versions of these songs. Let's hear Mike Seeger and Fisherman's Luck.
Remember, Molly, when you gave me your right hand, you said if you ever married that I'd be the man. But now you've gone and left me, go on with whom you please, while my poor heart is aching here lying at your ease. Cold. Her cheeks were like lilies that in the morning grow. I wish I was in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in steam, but I'd sail this ocean round. While sailing around the ocean, while sailing around the sea, I think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Some very old-timey sounding versions of those songs there. Mike was very much a traditionalist, despite being quite a good bluegrass player. He often played like that. I know lots of bluegrass bands do that song, Handsome Molly, including us, and I loved that song. It bounces along beautifully. And quite by coincidence, the daughter that Tim took out fishing with us yesterday was called Molly, so I'll have to start calling her Handsome Molly, won't we? Hope you enjoyed the song about the fisherman. We don't tend not to take a bottle of whiskey fishing with us like he did, and the snake crawled away with it. Good fun. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I really enjoy, and I hope you do too. A big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I know many of you tune in on various podcasts like Free FM, directly from the station here, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Appreciate the fact that you tune in and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's much in the music to enjoy, from song topics and singers and instrumental work, and I really enjoy playing the music. We're going to hear from new vintage bluegrass band again. This is a mandolin tune from Russell Johnson, and it's called The Sun Point. And I looked up what The Sun Point was, and apart from being an investment house where you could spend all your money, I couldn't find out what the origins of the song were. But it's a great mandolin tune. Have a listen. Thank you. It's a sun point, and I'd love to find out what a sun point is. And fine instrumental work on that song from the band New Vintage Bluegrass Band. Let's listen to the Bluegrass album band again now with a song written by Don Lawson, the mandolin player, and it's called Please Search Your Heart.
Someone new, but this is my plea. Give me one more try. Please search your heart. Don't tell me goodbye. This is my plea, give me one more try. Please search your heart, don't tell me goodbye. Please search your heart, don't tell me goodbye.
It's a Dor Lawson song, and the trio really got a bit of a workout there. Sounds neat. I like these sort of the ones that sound a bit like old country songs. They often have a really nice melody to them. And anyway, we're going to have a gospel song now. It's always time for a gospel song. And here's one from Seldom Seen, written by John Duffy, and it's called The Last Call to Glory.
There's a last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn.
There will come a time, my brother, when the saints are coming down. When all your friends and loved ones will be gathered all around.
That's the time I'm gonna be ready
on the great judgment morn for that last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn. There'll be a last call to glory on the great judgment morn.
Yeah, the last call to glory
when Gabriel blows his horn. Change your sinful ways. You better read up on the good book and sing the songs of praise.
Are you gonna find yourself in trouble
on the great judgment morn for that last call to glory when Gabriel blows his horn?
last call to glory on the great judgment morn.
Yes, the last call to glory.
When Gabriel blows his horn.
Some great harmony parts in there. Last Call to Glory from Seldom Seen from the album Scenic Roots. Here's a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band 1971, and this was a song we played on the Grand Old Opry in 6th of June, I think it was, 1971, in our visit there as part of the Bill Munro Show. It's a song written by Slim Dusty and performed here by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, lead vocals by Alan Rhodes. It's one called The Big Begging Fool, and it goes like this.
Now the road is long and the night is thick and black. I must turn around and start my going back. It seems eternity since I've been gone, but it's only just a few short hours long. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back. Trying to be wise, but now I find foolish pride just made me up and go, and common sense is saying, told you so. I'm heading for her front door, and a great big begging fool today she'll find. Good again to see the old hometown, and somewhere in that maze you'll find a pearl, the sunshine of my life, my little girl. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back. A great big begging fool, I'm coming back.
Well, that's great memories in that song, I tell you. I still imagine standing on that stage and playing the music there. Great fun. Well, it's the end of the show. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed my selections for this week. And next week we'll have another show for you, and we'll just take it out with an instrumental. Maybe we'll take it out with the instrumental that we started with. I'll see if I can find it again. Make sure you tune in again. Bye.
WGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. The fluting song of the wood thrush is an ethereal sound of summer in North America. From April to September, these robin-sized songsters serenade deciduous forests of the eastern U.S. and Canada. Each fall, they migrate to rainforests from southern Mexico to Panama, where they call to each other from the underbrush. For wood thrushes, not just any woods will do. They depend on large blocks of intact forest throughout their range. Unfortunately, wood thrushes are losing habitat as humans convert vibrant forests to pastures, mines, and urban developments. As the remaining forests become smaller and scattered, the wood thrush are left with less food and more threats from predators. We can help wood thrushes and forest birds everywhere by conserving and restoring woodlands throughout the Americas. That includes planting native trees in urban green spaces and buying bird-friendly coffee that's cultivated without destroying the crucial habitats that support the wood thrush's priceless song. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories, we're Simon Fraser University Campus Radio. This is Jen LaFranc, and the show is on the tracks. I'll be on the air for the next couple of hours, so stay with me if you can. I hope I can introduce you to some music you might not have heard before. I do appreciate you tuning in today. It's Listener Appreciation Week for us today at C